Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and I am getting ready to brave the cold air and go and do some shopping. And it's 12 o'clock. I didn't realize it was so late in the day. But anyway, I was listening to Pilgrim Chris, and he brought up a wonderful question for debate. Excuse me. And he asked basically simply, why do atheists feel the need to use scripture when arguing their debate? And several thoughts went through my head. The first one being is, I don't know too many atheists, but there is one online, and I actually interviewed him. His name is, he goes by Mr. Good and Kinky. And he's on my Facebook page. I should ask him, because it's really interesting. But the one thing that he told me is that he used to be Lutheran. And somewhere along the line, and I can't remember, he started questioning stuff and then became an atheist. I think the reason that people feel the need, atheists feel the need to use scripture is because it's already brainwashed into our heads as children. Because everybody that I've ever come in contact with has some sort of religious background, foundation experience. Whether they believe as adults is something different, but the majority of them had either gone to private school, catechism classes, Sunday school, something that they are familiar with some God of some kind, whether it be, the Trinity, God, or I know a few Jewish people. They don't practice, but they are aware of everything, and talking to them is different. I think it's interesting that they bring up scripture. And I think one of the reasons may be because it's a way to relate to the person that they are trying to get their point across to. It's kind of like you're talking to someone who speaks Spanish. You're trying to. You're speaking English. They don't really understand but bits and pieces. And then you speak Spanish, and then they can kind of understand. Your Spanish may be broken, but they can relate to what you're saying. And they don't become so defensive, I guess. And I think that's the other thing, too, is that when atheists are trying to persuade, because usually that's my experience, is they try to tell you there is no God, and they want you to believe there is no God. And this is off the beaten subject, but I always find it amazing, those individuals that say, that are against, homosexuality, and they say, especially men, and they go, well, and I've known this firsthand. I've heard it. I've seen it. I'll just punch that faggot in the face. Homosexuals do not go and preach and try and convert. But atheists, they do. Or agnostics, they do. They try to persuade you to see their side of it. I have yet to meet a homosexual that tries to persuade a straight man They joke, but that's all it is. It's a joke. But I just think it's funny how they, atheists, agnostics, try to, it's like they're using the religious person's ammunition or their background against them, you know. For all I can think too is how the Jehovah's do it. You know, you try to argue a point with it and then they come back, you know, something with scripture and they throw it out at you and you're like, what? But I think they use it because you can understand, and that the individual is not so defensive about hearing that there isn't a God. Because when I tell people personally that, you know, I used to be Catholic and then I went to the extreme of being Bible-thumping, Pentecostal, holy roller, to God and the Bible are a bunch of fairy tales and fables. Those individuals that go to church and give tithes and do all the stuff that they're supposed to do according to their belief system, they get really defensive. How can you say that? Because I just did. I'm not going to argue and debate. I am just going to say my personal experience. It's called testifying, right? Whether you're a Christian or not, you're still testifying your personal experience. I would guess I'm more an agnostic than an atheist. But I just do have a hard time, now that I'm older, believing in what I was taught as a child. And I do get irritated with the Christians that go, why is there evil in the world? Why does God let babies die? So you'll have faith. That's why. 'Cause why not? You know the Bible. It should be no surprise, no shock to you. And the other thing too, sorry, Pilgrim Chris, but off the subject is today's society, as far as religion goes and faith and Christians. I always say to the Christians, you know how the story ends. Why are you so surprised with what's going on now? And those Christians that are out there should be on bended knee, both knees, begging for God for forgiveness and praying for their loved ones so that the scales of blindness fall from their eyes and that they shall see the light of God before it's too late, people. You can see it in society. I just think it's funny how Christians say, I just don't understand. You know, what's going on? And the other thing, too, is people are numb. I see the next up-and-coming generations not being raised the way I was raised, where you go to church every Sunday and you say the rosary and you follow with the signs of the stations of the cross, and it's all part of the past. It's all gone. But anyway, I'm doing this in a hurry because I have to go get groceries. So that's my two cents. Thanks for listening. Laterness, people.